from the words of the Megillah. Nepach ve'evel yontif, and then me'yontif le'evel. Mistarim darkei Hashem. We don't understand the frat in a zman like this, where we need shmira, where we need shmaryo, Reb Shmaryo Yosef Chaim. Where's the shmira? These are the kashas that are bothering us at the zman like this, is Purim, Erev Shabbos, Motzei Purim. How do we go weiter? It's hard. I was thinking that Maran Sara Toira, Mireinu v'Rabeinu, Gadol Ador, Av Shel Kol Klal Yisrael, Kol Klal Yisrael, they say. This has nothing to do with parties. Somebody sent me yesterday a clip of a television, a news, Israeli news caster. I don't know if you guys saw it. Like mamish, like it sounded like a pulpit rabbi speaking about achdus. Just what Reb Chaim was, opened his doors to everyone, helped matzil klal Yisrael, refuas, yeshuas, tefilas, Eitzes, all through being Mekasher and making Yiddishkeit real, Shemitah real, the Koyach of Torah, Kvias Itim LaTorah, could bring Mamish, change your life. I mean, you're going to hear your Maisim, I could tell you Maisim, but you're going to hear Maisim, people that their lives change from all walks of lives through Maran Sara Torah. And we were zoiche. Let's start with our Karas HaTov. Torah in this past week's parasha says, by the Korban Chatos, Kol HaNoigea Bo Yikdosh. Anyone who had a Negias, anyone who, any Korban, any Kachim Kalam that touches a Korban Chatos, a Kachi Kachim. We know the dinim of Kachi Kachim and Kachim Kalam are different. Kachi Kachim have to be eaten in the Azara. Kachi Kachim have to be shechted in a certain place in the Azara and the Tzofen. Kachim Kalam can be eaten in all Yerushalayim. They're different halachas. The Zman is different. How long they have. There's different dinim. Anyone who touches, anyone who has a negiyas in Kachi Kachim, Yikdash, it's upon him to be makdash himself. It's upon him to elevate himself to that status. This is real. Misas Tzadikim is Mechaperis. This is a tremendous, tremendous Eis Ratzon, which is why I called you all right now to tell you. The Gemara tells us that when a Talmud Chacham Shemes, Hakol Nasin Lo Krovav. When a Talmud Chacham dies, so Pashup Shad is that everyone has to be Mesasik. It's not just the literal immediate family that takes care of the Kura. It's Hakol Nasin Lo Krovav. Everyone is a Karav. So the reason is, the Yaris Dvash says so beautifully, is because when an usher dies and a family as a Yerusha, so everyone gets a portion. So too, when a Talmud Chacham dies, so you have an ability to be Teufis right now, an Eis Ratzon, to be Teufis on the Shlita of Torah that the Talmud Chacham had and he spread to Gans Klal Yisrael. In areas, Rabbi say, that we can't even imagine, Reb Chaim Dafka delved into areas to make it accessible. Person opens up the Sefer Derech Emunah. I want to recommend you guys to just understand, get a musuk. What is a Derech Emunah? Derech Emunah is written on all areas of Zrom, Kachim, areas that are not really what one would say is not halacha lemaisa, is not part of our daily lives. And he wrote a Mishnah Brura on it. A Mishnah Brura with every detail, every sif cotton, every cheshbin, the same exact surah of the Mishnah Brura, with the marmakaymis at the bottom, the sharatzian, with the psakim, and then the bir alocha, and delved into the sugyas. Everything is cheshbon. The way you learn a sugya in Baba Basra, every single sugya was cheshbon. With the Shittim HaKubetzes and a Rashba and Nafkaminas, everything was gecheshbon. And he wanted that Klal Yisrael should have a tfisa on that too. And he wrote Svarim, incredible Svarim. Now they just came out with Halacha L'maisa, Mishnah Berurah, Dirshu Mishnah Berurah from Rav Chaim. On Shvius this year, unbelievable sefer, the blue sefer on Shvius, it's incredible. But what's pshat? Dafkin is Zman of Purim, Mamish challenges our whole celebration. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So I was thinking, I had to speak somewhere. I was away for Shabbos. I had a drasha prepared, and then. Whatever I'm speaking about, I'm not speaking about it anymore. The Gadol Hador was nifter. You got to speak about the Gadol Hador. Well, how does that relate to us? Torah tells us in this week's parasha, Tzav. Amar Reb Shimon ein Tzav el Lashon Zirus, b'makom de isbeh chsaron kis. So we all understand the first Rashi that tells us from Reb Shimon that a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to introduce the Karban Ayla, with an extra zeros, with an extra chizuk, with some galvanizing words. Why? Because it's expensive. Most Karbanis we benefit from. There's an achilas habaylim. There's something that you'll eat. There's something that you'll be able to support your family with. Masha ink in the carbon oil. Torah says it's kula kol. It's totally burnt on the mizbeach. There's no benefit. I don't get anything. I don't profit anything. So how do I have that same attitude, that same approach for such a carbon? Tzav. You have to be mazarizim. You have to be mechazik. Hello, Dovaru. The time that we're all distraught, the time that we're feel lost, when we lost our leader, our Shmira, Shmar Yo Yosef, Reb Chaim. The Torah starts off a few hours later, literally, he died when? 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Erev Shabbos? A few hours later, Tzav, 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 Zeros. Yeah, where's Zeros? How Zeros? So basically, the Chedush HaRim asks a bomb kash. He says, is that really what the Torah is referring to? Chisaron kis means a loss of money. He says, if that would be the case, shouldn't it say chisaron mamon? Ein tzav ela zeros b'makom shiyesh chisaron mamon. Why does it use the language of chisaron kis? It should say chisaron mamon. To be moisiv onto what the Chedush HaRim asks, l'chayra, there are many, many mitzvahs that I don't really get benefit. I spent a lot of money on my esrog. I didn't do anything with it. My lulav. They're expensive mitzvahs. Tzaka. What do I get a benefit out of that? It's kula kol. It's going to someone else. So what's pshat? Why bedafka when it comes to the karban oila? Are we saying that it's a chisaron kis? So zokter chidush harim amayru de kipshat. Chidush harim says chisaron kis doesn't mean chisaron mamon. Chisaron kis means as follows. A lot and every part of our existence and some of the vital organs that we use, the Rebbeinu Shlom created our body with kisim. Okay? My eyes are protected with a kiss, with my eyelids. Right? My mouth, my tongue is protected with the lips. It has a kiss. It has a pouch. My ears, the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Hei says, also has a protective entity, which is my fingers, to put inside there. Be able to block and to protect what my ears are involved with. Sokta Chedush HaRim, there's one area that doesn't have a kiss, and that's your machshava. That's your mind. There's nothing protecting it. Chedush HaRim doesn't quote this, but L'chayra, the Gemara in Yuma fits very well with what the Chedush HaRim says. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, Kashim. Yerhure avera me avera atzma. Mar says sometimes the hirhurim, sometimes the thought process of an avera could be worse than the avera itself. Why is that? So the chor of the pshat is because when it comes to an avera, you're limited by time and space. I have to get to the place. I have to go to the area. I have to drive. It's totally on my money. It's totally on a lot of different physical limitations to transgress that physical avera, that transgression. Asha'in came when I'm focused in the imagination. There's no kiss. There's no limits. There's no gvul. I can choreograph whatever avera I want in my mind without limitations. Nothing limits the mind. Kosha hirhuri avera me avera atzmo. Sometimes the hirhurim could be much worse than the actual avera itself. Korban oila, says the Chiddush Arim, was brought to be machaper for hirhurim ra'in, for a machshava ra'a, not for a maisa avera like a chatas. Hirhurim, a machshava ra'a. Ein tzav el aloshen zeros. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to be mezar as you, where? In the area where there's no kiss. There's no limits. It's all about machshavas. It's makom de isbichsar and kiss. There's no pouch. There's no gvul. There's no limitation. Tzav. You have to be mezar as you have to be mechazik. So I was thinking, Rabbi Yisai, if that's true, the koyach hara, if that's true in the world of Averis, in the world of Kapara, Emes is, it's true. L'koyach HaToyv as well also. We were blessed to have Hashpa, to have the influence of Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Reb Chaim, whose machshavas influenced all of us, affected all of us, and Baruch Hashem, we have the psakim to live based on his machshavas, his oile. But a person needs to realize that Reb Chaim was nifter erev Parshas Tzav, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells us ein tzav el aloshen zeros. A person needs to recognize that even though the kiss is not here, even though the body is no longer around, even though I can't visit him in Bnei Brak anymore, next door to Letterman, but Rabbeisai, that's not what the Korban Oila is. His Hashpa still exists. It's an Eis Rotzen, Rabbeisai. Stop thinking that everything is based on the Gvul and the body and the kiss. You can still interact with Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was Nifter on Shushan Purim. The Mor Einayim says something incredible. Rabbi said, we all know that Haman was very excited when he was able to annihilate the Jews and he realized he had the opportune time to destroy Am Yisrael. Why? Because Oysoyoyim Shemes Moshe, the poor was chal in a chodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu was mes. What does the Gemara say? That Haman didn't realize, the Gemara says, that Oysa Yoim Shemes Moshe is also Oysa Yoim Shenoilad Moshe. Anyone ever think about the fact that that Gemara is a little out of order chronologically? Shouldn't it first be Oysa Yoim Shenoilad Moshe? Was Oysa Yoim Shemes Moshe? First Moshe Rabbeinu was born and then Moshe Rabbeinu died. Why does it say Oysa Yoim Shemes Moshe was Oysa Yoim Shenoilad Moshe? Rav Rabbi said, listen carefully. I'm about to tell you a Ma'or Einayim in Parsha Shmos. Kedai to look up. Adarabai, Xerox copies. I have copies for all of you guys because I was planning on doing it with you. So I don't know, something else came up. I spoke about something else. Ma'or Einayim says something incredible, Rabbi said. And I think it answers our Kasha in this Gemara. He doesn't ask that Kasha, but it fits beautifully according to that Gemara. The Ma'or Einayim says, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Layada Ish Eskvuras Moshe. No one knows where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried. Why does no one know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is not dead. Because when Moshe Rabbeinu died, he was Noilad. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, there was an espashtusa de Moshe b'chol daru udara. Everyone could be typhus onto Moshe Rabbeinu. Through their chizik and Talmud Torah, through their keshu with the Rabbeinu Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu lives on. You know what Haman missed? Haman didn't miss the historic date. Haman was holding in terms of history. Haman missed what it means to have to be a Yid, to have an Neshama, to have machshavas, to be shaykh to a carbon oilah. Haman misunderstood that if you physically die, it doesn't mean you're dead. And it means that there could be a spashtus, b'chol dara dara. Haman didn't understand that after Misa there could be a leida. Azoizach the morinai. Rabbi said this is when Reb Chaim was nifter. But from Reb Chaim's p'tira, there could be a leida. Through our chizik, through taking the extra mile, through bringing it up a notch, making a small kabbalah, to be mechazik, to take on and try to chop on to what Reb Chaim was all about, to how he was mashpia, to make a leida of Reb Chaim right now, to make a difference, to make a pa'ula. Tzav, be mechazik zayn. A shtikl chizik, a shtikl zirus. How much we're makar toiv to have had him, and how much we're going to give back to make sure that he still stays around and svasav doiva vois bekever, that he's going to still speak in the kever. And I'm not going to be a person that only believes in the kiss, in the physical Reb Chaim. And if I can't hold him, I can't go with the guys, let's go to visit Reb Chaim, let's make a hack and a shmooze, then there is no Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim wasn't into shmoozing. Pashta didn't even say bracha v'atzlocha, Rabbi Yisai. Who's so gecheshbind. Bua. It's not hak, Rabbi Yisai. It's a person who's a bal cheshbind. It's a person who realizes what the world is about. It's not about the kiss. It's not about the pouch. It's not about the physical interaction. It's about the Torah HaKadosh. Kol kulo. Everything. Every single aspect of his life was Torah. Torah, Torah, Torah. We can live with that still. That can continue weiter. The machshavas, the oila, can still be around and can still be something we could attach ourselves towards. Tzav is zeros, b'mokum dis, b'chzor and kiss, I can't hold. But that shouldn't be the limitation. That's where we need chizuk. We have to go above and beyond our musogim, our havana, our tfis of this world, that he's gestorb and it's done, Reb Chaim's over. No! If that's true, then that's going to be the call of Haman. Then there's never going to be an ace of Purim. Don't be all about the chizar and kiss. Befrat, when it comes to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was all about the chesaron kiss. You know, I saw in the Sefer Likutei Yehuda, they asked Rabbi Fall of a Lozhner. The Gemara says in Megillah that one of the Amoroim was chazered his learning, Arba utlas zimne, and it was keman demonach bekisei doni. It was as if it was in his pocket. Which pretty much means, in our lingo, he's holding. He's holding. It's command and monach, because guy chazer four times. Command and monach bekisei. So they asked Rafal Volozhiner, I don't understand. Why do you chazer 100 times? The Gemara Megillah already says, if it's command and monach bekisei already by 4 times, why are you doing it right there? Why are you chazering more? Which is be'etzim Rabbi Yisai Akasha on the whole life of Reb Chaim. Every sefer that he wrote was when? Was only written in this month. In this month where the Yeshua of Purim was, as we spoke about in Adar Sheni. That was when Reb Chaim was Moisif, another sefer for Klal Yisrael. Because it shouldn't take away from the Yud Beis Chadoshim, from his Seder, Halimud. It's only when there's an extra Ibra Yir month, Ibra Yir, that he should write a sefer. All those Sarim were written in those months. In that extra Tosefes of Zman. So they asked her before, I don't understand. The Gemara says, "Kamanda manach bekis." Rabbi say, what did Rafal of Lajan answer? There's another Gemara. What does the Gemara say in Chagiga? The Gemara says there's a stira in Psukim. One pasuk says this is Ovdei Hashem, and one pasuk says that they're not Ovdei Hashem. So the Gemara says it's a stira. So the Gemara says no. Kan b'shoyne pirko mea pamim. Kan b'shoyne pirko mea ve'echod pamim. So Rafal of Lajan said, see, have to, I want to be an Ovdei Hashem. So I have to learn 100 times. But what's pshat? Now we have a stira in Gemaras. Mar Megillah says you chazer 4 times, right? What? It's command minach bekisei though. But then the Gemara Chagiga seems to say it's not enough. To be an Eved Hashem, you have to be what? You have to be shayna pirka mea ve'echad pamim. Even mea pamim is not enough. You have to do 101 times. Do you know what he answered? Moiridik. Gemara B'Metzias says if a person loses money, you can assume that the Bailam, if there was no Simon, you could assume the Bailam were Miyayish. How do you know? Maybe it's Yesh Lamidas, maybe he doesn't know about it. So what does Gemara answer? What does Gemara answer, Rabbi Yisai? Odom mimashmesh bekiso bekol shah v'shah. Person checks on his wallet every second of the day. It's a mitzvah tmidius. It's an Indian that a person checks on his wallet all the time. It's like a Rafal of a Lajner. Yeah, the Gemara Megillah says you want it to be manach bekisei. You have money in an account somewhere in Chase Bank. But echreis, I don't know. The emes is, I know I have, I think I have $5,000. It could be I have $5,500 in my Chase Bank. I don't know exactly. I haven't checked my Chase Bank in a while. Be'erech, I know. Keman de manach bekisei domi. I know be'erech in the account over there. Rabbi said, then there's another individual who's not monach bekisi. He doesn't have his money just in an account. He's memashmish bekisoy bekol shah v'shah. He's checking on his money. He's about to pay his debtor. He's about to pay his malveh. He has to know and count the change every second. Do I exactly have enough? And now I can go back to my malveh. I'm about to my balchov that to make sure that I have the exact precise money that I have the ability to show up to him. That's the other Gemara. That's Meo ve'echod pomin. Moirav Raboisai tzav b'mokom di'is ve'chzorin kis. Dos is Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim was not a person that just relied on monach b'kisei. Let me just be messiah this Gemara fighter gegangen. That's it. Every second of the day, nochemol and nochemol and nochemol and nochemol, again and again. Why? Because he held Talmud Torah was not just a chiyuv to finish, was not just a mitzvah, another mitzvah, a chayvus hazman. It was a pegisha with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It was adam in mashbish pegisha called shavishah. A person checks on his life, on his debt, while he's approaching the Baal Chayv. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam was his Baal Chayv. He understood that his life was on loan. I was here for a specific reason. Every second is part of that reason. Every ounce of that, of the breath of the life, was part of that Cheshbon and that Baal Chayv. And I need to pay it back. And otherwise I'm a ganav, like we say in the Ilah. L'man nechtal me'oshek yodeinu. It's not a shmooze, it's not fire, Rabbi Yisai. This is what Reb Chaim was, is pushing his life. Anyone who reads Eichas Yosher, anyone who reads what is life, why did he do that? He explains. He said, what is Reb Chaim called, Rabbi Yisai? What did he call his limud? Does anyone know? Does anyone know what he called his limud? Chovos. He pushed had a chov. He had chovos. And he said that mentality, when he had chovos, which is why that whole cheshbon of Adar Sheni came about, because it's mamish chovos, so ein adam meis panov bifnei bal chovo. He's meeting his lender, his bal chov, kol yoyim b'yoyim, b'kol shav v'shav. He's got to check his kiss. Can't just be monach b'kise. Can't just be be'erech. What it is? This is life. This is chiyus. This is what we lost, Rabbi say. This is what we have to tap into. This is right now where there's a spashtus. B'li cheshbon. It's posh. Ein sav ela b'mokom de ispe chesar and kiss. Oh, what a chesar and kiss, Rabbi Yisrael. A gavra that was what memashbish bekisoy b'kol shav v'shav. Every ounce of Talmud Torah. Not just to be part of a chevra, not just to be associated. I went to this yeshiva, I went to this yeshiva, I got to be stark for this reason. it's the sibas achayim. It is like kihem chayenu v'yarech yamenu. That is what it is. That's what this matzav was. That's why this happened now. Leidas Reb Chaim. We have an opportunity. The Rabbanu Shalom is saying, be mechazik. Ein tzav elo b'lachkom zirus. Make Torah a matzav of chesar and kiss. Understand what you lost. Don't be limited by the pouch, like the Chiddush HaRim says, but also understand Reb Chaim's hasoga of what life was. And how he's been mashmash b'kiso b'kol shah b'shah. The kiss, Rabbi Yisai. This is what we have to go weiter with. This is what we have to internalize. Sfasena says something meiridik on that gemar in Chagiga. A person learns mea ve'echad pomin. What in the world is the difference? You really think that you can point out a difference of a person who learned 100 times versus learned 101 times? Halavai, we should be in either of those categories. What's the difference? Sasemes says something that speaks to each and every one of us, including myself, Rabbi Yisai, that we need to internalize in the world of the Beis Medrash. Listen to this Meiridik word of the Sasemes. It's not about the quantity. What does it mean, Me'ya ve'echot? Means a person who's learning his Talmud Torah to echod, to the echod yochid umiyuchod, to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim through his Talmud Torah. Boy said the Gemara tells us Reb Shimon said that a person be'etzim when he's learning Torah might be potter from Kriyat Shema. What does the Gemara say? Haishinun v'haishin. It's all Talmud Torah. What does that mean in depth? It doesn't just mean that you're oisik in Torah. It means Talmud Torah is a way to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim. We're not only mekabel ol malchus shemayim in the morning and in the night when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. We're mekabel ol malchus shemayim, like the Pirkei de Reb Lozer says, right? Tanit Be'el Yo says, I'm sorry, that when you learn Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shoyne Imcho, he's sitting, he's your chavrusa. Don't worry about it. You lost your chavrusa. The Rebbeinu Shalom is giving you siyata d'shmaya. The Rebbeinu Shalom is shoyne imcha. He's across from the table. This is a way to be poigish the Rebbeinu Shalom, to be mekabel o malchu shemayim. Is our Talmud Torah about kabel o malchu shemayim? Do we have the same kavona when we go out? Do we see a ha'ein odom meis bonum b'fnei balchoy boy? Do we see our balchoy there? Are we memashmish mekisoy b'kol shah v'shah? Reb Chaim learned Me'o ve'echot pomim Azoy v'irasvas emes. Ashros Ashrina was there. He was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in front of the Belach Malchei Malachim. And being memashmish bekiso to pay his debt. Ve'eino domeis bonim b'fnei balchoma. Chalila, that I'm not going to have the exact amount there in front of him when I'm a debt. Boy say, this is a zman of zirus. This is a man of chizuk. This is a man to realize, Rabbi Yisai, the world was oimed on his shoulders, and now we have to step up, and we have to be toifis on what he gave us and the approach that he gave us. So, Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, we should all not let this matzav, not let this shock from Purim to Tzav. The questions, what are we going to do? A lot of people came to me, people called me crying. What are we going to do? How? Who's going to be shomer us? What do you say? That's the wrong attitude. I'm sorry. Who's going to be shomer us? The Melech Malchei Amloch is going to be shomer us. That's chesar and kiss. Do not focus on the kiss. Chaim's alive, and now you have the ability to step it up. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo will be shomer us. We just have to now, we got a message from the Borei Olam. A tzav, a chizuk, a zirus. B'makom d'yispei chesaron kiss. Don't get lost with the kiss. And focus on the kiss. and be mashbish bekiso b'kol shah v'shah. And Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to be zoicha to refuas Yeshua's, and Rabbi Chaim will be our melech Yosher. Now, because we're following in his footsteps, we're making Torah real, and there's a matzav of ha'ozes ponim. Should be a tremendous schus, Rabbi Yisrael. We should go weiter. We should be mechazik. And Mirtz Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we should be shomeros. Today's daf is the sugya of Lois is going to do. What does Lois is going to do literally mean? We're all familiar with the drash. The drash is that you shouldn't have two different menhagim, two different practices. But what does the Torah literally say? Lois is going to do. The way to react to a loss shouldn't be in a physical way, that you're now going to put a physical blemish on your body. Why? Zokta Torah, the next pasuk, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokecha. Person has to realize, Chaim went back. He's enjoying himself now. He's sitting with the Neid V'Yud or Kiveiger, with Aaron HaKoyim. Their mamish being mefalpel in Torah. With Rabbi Fal Volozhiner, with the Sfasemes. This is Rabbi Chaim. This is what Rabbi Chaim prepared for his whole life. You're going back home to a seder, to a Purim Suda, to a real Purim Suda, to a Geshmak of Purim Suda, with the Nene Miziv Ashchina. If a person reacts and puts a physical blemish on his body, Zok the Sfarno. So what's he saying, Batson? Life is just about the kiss. Life is just about the tick. It's just about the pouch. It's just about where you're putting the jewel in. And if the bag is gone, so then it's all over. And I got to make a physical representation of that. No. Bonim atem l'Hashem l'kech. The machshava. Mokom de'ispe chisaron kiss. But that's the only chisaron we have is the kiss. But the life, the neshama, the chiyas lives weiter. And memela lois is going to do. Lois asim karchol ames. The Gemara said yesterday, right before, sugya of lois is going to do. Bonim adifa misimonim. To be a ben, bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. To recognize what it means to be the son of the Eibishter. To realize, this is just a pruzda, Rabbi Yisai. This is just temporary. The real chiyas is really going to be back in oilam ha'emes. Bonim atem l'Hashem l'keichem. Bonim is adifa misimon. To make a simen, what does that do? That's kiss. That's garnished. Bonim adifa misimon. Lois is going to do. Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Nishlom's hashkocha was the daf should be this. These dafim right after Rabbi Chaim's death. Bonim. Adifa misimonim. Lois is going to do. Let's step it up. Let's make sure that we're not going to lose ourselves and be miyayish. Malkum dispe chesar and kiss and fakert. We're going to learn from Rabbi Chaim the way he was memashish bekiso b'chol shal v'shal. And the Mirtz Hashem, go in to the Beis Medrash, learn me'a ve'echod pomim with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Muleinu, Bezus Hashem Yisbarach.